Earl Morris remembers vividly the day 4 years ago when he offered to fly an elderly veteran to the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. Morris is a physician's assistant and a retired Air Force captain from Springfield, Ohio, and the veteran was a patient at the clinic where he was working.
When he started crying, that's when I knew that this means so much more to them than I ever imagined.
Morris did fly the man to the nation's capital, and he had no idea what he had started. From that simple idea came the Honor Flight program, which formally started in 2005. Since then, the Honor Flight organization has flown more than 7,000 veterans to Washington, D.C. to see the memorials there.
I did not know that there were this many people in America that felt so passionately revered and cherished these World War II veterans as much as we do in Ohio. This is universal. They're World War II veterans, and they are loved and admired by more people than I ever imagined. So we have communities all over America that are getting behind us because these gentlemen, they're giants, and they always will be giants. The problem is there's fewer and fewer of them around.
The biggest focus so far has been on World War II veterans who are in their 80s and 90s. Many already have died without getting the chance to see their memorial, which was dedicated in 2004. Vietnam and Korean veterans who have terminal illnesses also are moved to the front of the line. Currently, there are 6,000 veterans on the waiting list nationally. The program works this way. Private donations pay for veterans to fly out to Washington for one day. It's a whirlwind trip, but it's one that's completely free for veterans. Honor Flight guides escort the veterans along the way.
The most common thing that they tell me is that they never thought they'd be able to see it. And they wish their friends could have seen it. And then they thank me for what we're doing. Just getting them to their memorial, you know, it seems hardly enough to repay them for what they've done, you know. They collectively and literally saved the world. To this day, Europe is free, the Pacific is free, and America is free. And they've never, ever asked for to be paid back for any of that.
Moritz's goal is to have an Honor Flight hub in each of the 50 states. He knows he's working against time, with the number of World War II veterans dwindling every day. He says many of those veterans never received a proper welcome home, so the appreciation is 60 years in the making.
Yeah, I can describe to you what it's like to be pushing a veteran in a wheelchair to an airport where the entire airport has stood up and they're clapping and they're cheering for these World War II veterans and they're coming over and they're shaking their hand. And a lot of the passengers who happen to be standing there, some of them had fathers, grandfathers that never lived to see the memorial. So they come up with tears in their eyes thanking these World War II veterans for their service.